Shir Chof Gimel, same Gedalia.
Kim Lechisho Mao. If a person was mekayim it for one shot, mi amrinen keman de omar lo mufor lechila achar shor domi michla lava tashumeya hei oidim me holo yomar lo. So the Rosh speaks out klor that this suffix of the Gemara be'etzem, the suffix is if we say michla lava tashumeya hei no not. He said, "Kim lechi leshomau, keman deomar lo muf omar lo mufor lechi leachar shodomi, oidil meholoyama." We don't say michlalav atashumei loshen arosh. Kim lechi leshoachas mi amrin and avi kilo omar shoachas yirkayom veachar kechiyom mufor, oidil me af behonami lo yamrin and afor michlalav. I never heard of Pshatake. In the Friedrich Sugya, this was a sophic of the Gemara. Kim lechi ayoy mao, kemando omar mufo lechi lemocha odomi oiloi. We say michlalav, or we don't say michlalav. The Gemara said, holoy omar lo, we don't say michlalav. Then the Gemara said, mufo lechi lemocha, we say michlalav kilo ikiem, or we don't say michlalav. And then the tier was that we do say michlalav. Now the Gemara has a suffix. You write that in the Frir the Kesugya we said kim lechi ayoyim. It's not ki'ilu he said mufo lechi lemocho. Aber kim lechi lesho, maybe we do say michlalav atashemayin. Oidil me, we don't say michlalav atashemayin. Why this suffix will be more suffix than the Sugya before? How you can learn pshat? The sugi before we had a suffix. Kim lechi ayoyim, keman de omar mufo lechi lemocho domi, oidil me holoy omar. Zog de rosh, you say michlalav, you don't say michlalav. Now there was another suffix. Kim lechi lesho, you say michlalav, oidil me, even here we don't say michlalav. Is merumes in the rosh, there was a tzadar in this gemara, is nenter, easier to say michlalav. Oidil me, here also we don't say michlalav. Why was the tzad that even if the Friedrich Suge we don't say Michlalav, and the Suge here we do say Michlalav? And the Gemara says we don't. But as much as the tzad that you will, the Gemara says no, you don't. Why was the tzad? Why is Nenta? Why is easier to understand that we will say Michlalav in the same day? Maybe as far as. Then getrachen allein, das ist nicht klar. Sag die Gemara, Omar Lamai, if he said clearly, our Girsa is what he said, Kim lechi ayoy, Mufo lechi lemocho. Mi amrin en keivan de kimoy kimoy, oy dil me keivan de kuleyeme barakoma baraforeu, ki Omar Mufo lechi lemocho, lachar shom mehani. So what is the suffix? He said, Kim lechi lesho, mufo lechi leachar sho. We say, came on the kimoy kimoy. So I say, came on the kimoy kimoy. Oy dilme, came on the kula yoyme barakoma baraforehu. Ki yoma mufo leachar sho mehani. What is the tzdode ha-gemore? We'll have to explain. The Ran doesn't explain, Klo, what is the tzdode ha-gemore? But the Ran and the Rosh, they learn pshat, that the suffix of the Gemara is say if he said it mefurosh kim lechi ayoyim kim lechi lesho umufo lechi leachar sho, and the Gemara has a suffix say if he said kim lechi lesho and after an hour he got up and he said mufo lechi lesho or mufo lechi say if he said lehedye kim lechi lesho umufo lechi leachar sho, The Gemara declares what happens if we say kimoi kimoi, or we say kevin nekuliyam barakom barafareu ki amal amufel acharsho mehani, or even if he said kimlechi lesho, and when an hour passes, he comes over and he says mufolechi. And the Ran and the Rosh learned that the suffix of the Gemara is both cases. And this is what they explain the Toshma from the Gemara. Toshma Rini Nezira, Veshoma Bailo Vomar Vani, Ein Yochel Ofer, Vamai, Neime Vani Uda Omar Al Nafshei Dehav Nozir. Aval Rini Nezira Dilei, Lesha Achas Kaime, Leachar Shoi, Boi Lefer, He could be Mefer. Amai Ne Yochel Ofer, Lamisham Dekeme Dekima Kima. That's the terms of the Gemara. So the Ran says, if we would say that the suffix of the Gemara is only if you said it bevasachas, kim lechisho v'mufo leachasho, but if you said kim lechisho and then after an hour he decides to be mefer, then we would not say that the Gemara has a suffix. So what is the raya? There, first he was mekayim, he said v'ani. Even if it's a kim lechisho, he didn't say klo that he's mefer leachasho. So maybe b'chai gavne it doesn't help. But maybe if he says le'edya kim lechisho v'mufo le'acharsho, maybe it could work. So the Ran, if the Gemara is medamet, vice noise is the zelbe suffer. Said, we'll have to get back to the Ran. We'll see maybe some rishonim on nishmask. But what is the suffix of the Gemara? If we say kevon shekimoy kimoy, oidilme kevon dekule yeme barakom o barafore. So before we start the Rosh, the Lashon HaGemara Tzorich Pshat. Let me learn the Lashon HaGemara inside. This is the topic we're studying today. Kim lechisho amau, keman da amal umufal lechachar shodomi, we say michlalav oiloi. Im dimtzulei maro le amau lo mai, if he said lehedye, kim lechisho umufal lechachar shodomi. What is the topic? If we say psa yesoifun kimoi kimoi, we don't say. So if you will have to write the suffix of the Gemara, how will you write it? Mi amrine, but how you write it? Kimoi kimoi, oidilme. No. How the Gemara writes it? Mi amrine, kimoi kimoi, oidilme, it's a ganze nusach. Kevon dekule yeme barakome barafogu, so it could be meifa. Oidilme, it's no kimoi kimoi. Oidilme, it's no kimoi kimoi, but mainly it could be meifa. But what are the arichas in the Gemara? So what are the arichas? I have one tzad, kimoi kimoi, gizunte tzad. Oidilme. We don't say kimoi kimoi. We'll put it in our words. What is the suffix? Kimikayim for an hour. It's only for an hour, but later you can be meifer. Or that comes chal, and it's sulay poka. Right? And sulay poka. Those are the suffix of the Gemara. Sulay poka. So if this is the suffix of the Gemara, so you have to tell me, we say kimo kimo if it's sulay poka, or we don't say sulay poka. The Gemara says, we say kimo kimo, or dilma, what is the other time? Came in the kuliyam barakam baraforu, so maybe half an hour you could do it. This is the two tzadim. The tzad is, you say kimo kimo, or you don't say kimo kimo. You say kimo kimo, or you don't say kimo kimo. And the Gemara says, one tzad is you say kimoi kimoi. What is the other tzad? Kevon dekule yeme barakom barafaru, so you could be meifer. Versteh? Why? Because you don't say kimoi kimoi. Lashon Nedarim Mishuna. This is a klal. Lashon Nedarim Mishuna. Can't say. We'll start with the Rosh. Let me send the Rosh inside. The Ran, we don't have a hechrech here. And we'll start with the Rosh. Oidil me kevon dekule yeme barakom barafaru. כל היום ברשוסוי להופר ולקיים. הילכך לא יהווה קיום אם לא ישקימו יום שולם. What do you mean? How you limshat in the first line in the Rosh? Now, how you limshat in the first line in the Rosh? כל היום ברשוסוי להופר ולקיים. הילכך לא יהווה קיום אם לא ישקימו יום שולם. What the Rosh means? What is the side that we don't say kimoi kimoi? How you understand limshat in the Rosh? What is the tzad that you don't say kimoi kimoi? Shekevon shekol ayoyim birshusoy lehofer velekayim hilkach lo yave kiyum im lo yishekimo yoyim shalem. One tzad kimoi kimoi. What is the tzad that is not kimoi kimoi? שכיוון שכל היום ברשותו להופיע ולקיים, הלקח לא יהיה וקיום אם לא ישקים היום שלום. What he means? Dude, what he means? What the Rosh means? There's one side, kimoy kimoy. Oy dilme. What is the side that we don't say kimoy kimoy? Shekevon shekol ayoyim birshuso ilekayim. Hilkach lo yavikim im lo yishikim ayoyim shalem. So some have a mistake. So let's say for Bikurei Reuven. They have a mistake. They think that the Rosh meant that as a yisoy that kiyum leshor is nishkin kiyum. They bring down that the pshat in the Rosh is look at Lashon HaRosh. Hilkach, kol hayom b'shusu l'hofa v'lekayim, hilkach lo yavikim im lo yishikim yoyim shalem. Im lo yishikim yoyim shalem. If you didn't make a kiyum for yoyim shalem, it doesn't work. So they had a mistake that the Rosh means that the kiyum needs to be kiyum lo yoyim shalem. Kiyum for a couple hours is nishkin ma'isa kiyum. It's a mistake, I think, to say such a yisoy. Because the Gemara never said it. But if you I'll tell you an efkemine. I'm learning now. For sure, for kiyum for hour is good. But the other side is that we don't say kimoy kimoy. Why do we have to explain? Again, the Gemara has one side, kimoy shikimoy kimoy. The other side is we don't say kimoy shikimoy kimoy. So why? So the Rosh says words, because he was not mekayim liyoyim shalem. So some want to learn the Pshat Rosh means that a kiyum l'shor is bichlam nishkin chal. Right? A kiyum l'shor is bichlam nishkin chal. So the Fkemina is defeated Pikurei Reuven, and that hour himself it could be made for already. Not only after hour. Kiyum l'shor is not chal. So kiyum l'shor is not chal. So val kiyum l'shor is not chal, even in that hour he could be made for. And in the Rosh, in the end of the Dibur HaMaschil, stayed klar that he only could be mefer after the hour. B'shas that hour, for sure he can't be mefer. So what is the pshat in the Rosh? What is the pshat in the Rosh? One side kimoy kimoy, oidil me. No, we don't say kimoy kimoy. Why? Shekevon shekol hayom b'shusri lekayim, hilkoch le'avi kimim lo yishikim hayom shalom. What is the pshat? We'll have to explain pshat in the Rosh. We'll mamshich the next line in the Rosh. Freg the Rosh, Vada im Omalokim lechistam, Pshita de Shuva in a Yochel offer. Freg the Rosh, why every Kiyum works? What is the Kasha? A Kiyum Leshah doesn't work. But if a person made Kiyum Stam, it works. What the Rosh said? We'll go later because of it. Kiyum Leshah is Gornish. Freg the Rosh, and why Kiyum Stam works? It's not a Kiyum Leshah, so it works. What is the Kasha? Vadaim kiyum stam, it works. Why not? And Rosh is mamshich. Toksi balei ishe kimenu d'miyad shikim rikuyam v'davka b'shtike b'inin yom sholem. And why shtike needs a whole day? Because he's also a kosu. Aval imamo b'firu shkim lechi l'sho achas achar shovru asho yochel ofer shikol ayimu b'shus l'arachim v'l'ofer. What is the pshat in the Rosh? The Rosh is trying, about it, this whole Rosh is trying to explain the sugya. Is a kimoy kimoy, and is a tzad not to say kimoy kimoy. And on that pshat, why not to say kimoy kimoy, he says, because it's only for 1 hour, and don't ask me from stam, because stam is the gzeras hakosum, don't ask me from shtik, shtik is the whole day. What the Rosh wants? It's a medrash priya. Medrash priya. So Reb Nochem, Rebbe Povarsky, Asach, everyone bedarkoi, Womaremokoim, and this Rosh, the Ramban, in the Sefer Mishpat Acherim to the Ramban. The Ramban in Mishpat Acherim, Ramban says like this. Ramban says, I want to be madgish it because this Be'etzam, it's a shlomo to the Yesoides of Nedorim, especially the way we were Maimi, the whole Masechta of Naira Meurasa. We know that a husband could be Mefer by Yom Shomoy. After Yom Shomoy, he cannot be Mefer. Why? So the Vail, we know two reasons. After Yom Shomoy, he lost his chance. His, the Afikayam, we call it, the Afikayam. The Gishmak Eteh of the Afikayam, it's limit for a day. But from that, we have the Ran and Dafayin Tess, שכיוון ששוסק גולי עדיית, I want to be the Loshon Hara in Ayintes Amud Aleph, in the beginning of the Amud in Ayintes Amud Aleph, ונראה בעיני, די אלפינן משתיקה די יום שומר שהיא מקיימס, די טיימר משום די כיוון שעובר יום שמיע, ולא יהפר, גולי עדיית שהוא רויצה בקיום הישר נדר. שכיוון שעובר יום שמיע, ולא יהפר, Goli adaita shu roitza b'kiyum yishal neder. So if someone asks you, what happens after Yom Shamoy? You say, Afikayam told me I lost my chance. L'chutz v'an Afikayam, the Yom Shamoy is goli adaita. Some only learned the goli adaita. We were very busy as the Eichad Afikayam. Ibud Aschus, a lot of rayas. But without our Ibud Aschus, without our rayas, and the Torah says, shekeven shover ayoyim, goli adaita. This is Shita Saran. So the Ran for sure says, so I want to ask you before we start to Dingzach. So losing the schus, everyone knows what it means. It's a limit of time. When Shkia comes, my time disappears. What is the cue of the Goli Adaita? How you explain the Goli Adaita of the Ran? How you look shot? What is the Goli Adaita of the Ran? I have the day to be Mefer. I kept quiet. I knew that if tonight I'm losing my chance. And I kept quiet. It's alright that I won the nether, right? שכיוון שעובר יום שומוי ולא יהפר גולי עדייתי דמנך מיכלה. זה זה פשטוס. Forget some say how Hashem made it. He gave me a day. He said the day is finished. But mainly, while the day is finished, if I don't make a mechor, I lose my chance. So mainly, it's a riot. I know that I'm going to lose my chance. So it's a riot that I want the nether. The Ramban in Mishpat Achirim learns different. First of all, say in Baal Peh. The Ramban in Mishpat Achirim says, the Ramban in Mishpat Achirim says like this, what would be if a person made a neder al das chaveiroi? I'm making a neder al das, that Chatzkel will be maskim. If Chatzkel is maskim, it's a neder. If Chatzkel is not maskim, it's not a neder. So he makes a neder al das chaveiroi. So for sure, if his friend comes, and he says that he wants the nether, so the nether becomes a nether. Avad. Adas chaveir. If his friend says that he doesn't want the nether, avad, it's not a nether. Zog the Ramban, what would be if a person makes a nether, adas chaveiroi, Savada, if his friend said that he wants the nether, Savada, the nether works. But what would it be if his friend said that he doesn't want the nether, so the nether doesn't work? Zog the Ramban, what would it be if a person made a nether al das chaveiroi? He made a nether al das chaveiroi. And he gets up, his friend hears about it, and for a second he's quiet. After a second, the friend says, I don't want it. It's like, Rabban, too late. You said, I'll ask your friend, if he was quiet for a minute, the nether is chav. Again, if a person makes a nether, I'll ask my friend. If my friend says he doesn't want it, it's not chav. He wants it, it's chav. What if he was quiet for a minute? No. It's like, the quiet. He was masking. So if he was quiet for a minute, it's chav. And then it's like, Rabban. So again, if I say I'll das my friend, if my friend says he doesn't want it, so b'meile, it's not chal. My friend wants it, it's chal. What if my friend is quiet for a minute? Zog the Ramban, if he's quiet for a minute, it's chal. I have a raya. Shtike, if the Baal is quiet, it's chal. Shtike koido. Folk the Ramban, I by the Baal you need to wait till the night. Yet dear Hashem Yitzir Shlem Bayis, Hashem gave him a bit of time to change his mind. Aber b'etzem when the prisoner is quiet right away, the Raya is right away. She's Hashem ot rachmonis of him, and he gave him time till the night. B'etzem the time is right away. I want to read the Ramban. V'oimer ani. שאימר הדס פלני אני נשבע רכוימר המנה שלו אם חפלני אלו ישלוי לפיכוך אם מיכו בשעה שמי הבוט על הנדר כי אם משוזק נסקה עם הנדר מינו אמין אלו דה אומרו בגימורה כל הדרס עד הסבאים לנדרס ולפירן הזאת רשוס לבן ולראי אשתו אישים היקים היקו ומובו איפה אל מקרואים על דעס לילה נשברים איפה ואיסו איש מובו ומיקים היקים ודווקא כשאיפה מיד בשעה שמיר אבל שוסק הוא גם הנדר מיד ואף על פי שנוס לו תוירו לבעל זמן לשתיק יקולו איסו היום כזה רסקוס ובליטה לו זמן להימולך בעצמוי משום שלום בייס ואין הדין לא יקן what? No, miyad. No, by a baal grade not. By a normal person, it's miyad.
That is a game show. That's
not. No, he says not because of the difference. Be'etzem, he brings a rife in his galsho. Then even that later he can be meiver. Be'etzem, the Torah said it's miyad. So the Torah gave him time to change his mind. He brings a rife in his galsho. That's not. This is the Shilas Ramban. That be'etzem it's miyad. Just avad, the Torah gave him a zman. So I want to explain. The Ran said the raya is by night. Vali was not meifer. We have a raya by night. The Ramban says the raya beetsim is miyad. But the Torah gave him a zman liimolech ad alayla. It's not like the Ran. The Ran is mashma tfakert. As a zman to be meifer till the night, from the fact that he's not meifer till the night, it's a raya that he's masking. Why is that using his kerach for it? It's a raya that he's masking. No, the Ran says the raya starts. He learns that even by a husband, the vote is when a person is not moicha, the raya is miyat. Just the Tere gave him a zman ad alaylo. The Ran is fakert. It's a raya from the fact that he was not moicha till the night, the mele is a raya. Not as a raya miyat and the Tere just was malich the zman. Well, the Torah gives man until the night and you're not using your koyach, so kilu from that is a ray. Masha'en gilu fi the Ramban, the ray is be'etzem miyad. Why the Torah gave him a day? Li'imolech. Mashma in the Ramban that even today the ray is miyad. You're trying to say, all of you, that today lifi the Ramban is no ray miyad. So mashma in the Ramban, the ray is miyad. No, the Torah gave him a reshus mishum shloim bayis that the raya won't, that it's not be'etzem it's a raya. He's quiet. He's not moicha. Just the Torah gave him a reshus lehimolech to change his mind. So it comes out lefi the Ramban amechudish nikezach. Lefi the Ran, even if you say from where it starts, where it finishes, today when is the raya lefi the Ran? Bashkia. Till we ask Kashas, what if she's divorced in the middle? There's no raya. If she forgot the halachas in the middle, what happens? Lefi the Rosh, lefi the Ramban, the raya is miyad. And he says, but kaminis, could be he will lose this man later, the raya is there. Perhaps we don't have to have the whole day lefi the Ramban. You have to have the first minute, the Torah gave him a chance to change his mind. Since he got divorced, could be it's chal miyad. Lefi the Ramban, the Ran, be'etzem not. The raya is by night. Lo yitzur, he died in the middle, was never a raya. Lefi the Ran, today the raya is by shkia. So we had kashas, divorce, if he made akome, if he forgot the halochas, meis, nisroik, no, all different kashas that we asked, that was no shtika. This is what we were busy. When we were asking the kasha, we said, yeah, but the second thing, that he lost a chance, but the day passed. The Ramban says, the raya is miyad. The Torah gave him permission extended for Shlom Bayis that lehimolech. He has time lehimolech. Torah gave him time. The Torah gave him time. As they zog the Ramban. The Torah gave him time. So Rav Nochum Rebbe wanted to say like this. Back to our Gemara. A person says, Kim lechi leshor. And he wants to be mefer after that shor. One tzad zog the Gemara cave on the kimoy kimoy. You make a comment, it's too late. We'll explain later. What is the tzad of kimoy kimoy? So you saw it cave on she kimoy kimoy. It's chal sulei polka. Oy dilme, val the Torah gave him the whole day. Meaning, every time he's quiet right away. Every time is a raya right away. And the Torah said that she gives him permission till the night. So if he said, I come for an hour, he's exactly with the Torah. Hashem also said, you can keep quiet, you have time till the night. So I'm exactly like Hashem. I'm for an hour, and then I will decide in an hour. Hashem gave me the hour to decide, right? So I'm exactly trying to be like Hashem. Hashem said, that's when I'm quiet, it's a raya. Yeah, your husband, you have till the night. So this is what I said. An hour, it's mekuyam. Till the night, I want to decide. So Avad is the aside of kimoi kimoi. Avad the Torah gave me permission. This is the way the Rosh and the Ramal are learning the Gemara. One side, Kevon shekimoi kimoi, oidilme. Kevon shekule yoime, barakomeu baraforeu. The Torah gave me a whole day. Ah, the Torah gave me a whole day. So this is what I'm doing exactly. For an hour I'm a kaimet, soon I will decide. I mean, this is what the Torah gave me. Now, you see how it's gishmak. Zog the Rosh, or Barazay Evikium. Why he can't change his mind? Now we read the Rosh inside. Vada im omalokim lechistam. No, also, I will have the whole day to change my mind. Are you told me when I'm quiet, it's a riot. He was seen in the head, you're not like you. He learned that quiet is a raya now, and today is a raya. Frank the Rosh, if quiet is a raya, but Hashem gave me the whole day, so even if I can't kill Stam, give me the whole day. So I don't know, it's exeris akosuf. Pshita the shuman yochel ofer, do ksiv isha yekimenu, miyad shekimo yumekuyam, davke leshtike hu debein el yom shalom. What he means, in the kium that comes machmashtike, the Torah said that it only works if you mekayim till the night. The Torah gave you time, but if you really took a decision, avad et chal. So if you say kium, the Torah said it's chal ha'olam. If you have a shtike, the Torah said you have the whole day. Klaus the Gemara, when I'm going and I'm making a Maisa Akome, and I makbil the Maisa Akome, what? Val kula yeme barakome barafore, the Torah gave me permission to be makbil it, so I also could make a Maisa Akbole? Oh, I cannot make a Maisa Akbole. Le Maisa, I made kium. I, kium stam vada, that's the Xeras Akosuf. Only b'shtike the Torah gave it. This is Loshana Rosh. אבל אם אמר בפירוש קים לחישו אחר שוב ראשו נס, זה סופק אם זה גמור אם זה כבי מייפר ענת. And the Rosh finishes with the Gemara says Toshma from Nazira. And Kamash Melom, when he says Ve'ani, Kistam, Ve'bekistam, it's Kichal Ha'olam. It's not some divide he's masking and later he will decide. When he said Ve'ani, it's Kilo he said Stam. And when he said Stam, it's Kilo Lo'ilom. Was it sad? Not like that. He just divided, he didn't decide. And that Atari gives him permission not to decide yet. He says, no, when I say Ve'ani, it's Kilo Mekai. The Ran, I don't know if the Ran said all of this there. The Ran himself for sure doesn't learn like that. The Ran doesn't have. The Ran, Lefi the Rosh, the way Reb Nochum wants to learn, Mishpat Rabbah and Mishpat Acherim, as Be'emes, even today, the shtike be'etzem, the meisa shtike is miyad. No, the nos no lo teiro reshus lehim olech. So, kler de gemore, kim lechi leshom au. Kim and the kimoi kimoi. Aval kule yoyme barakom barafor, the teiro gave a day. So when I'm limiting it, I could do a for a later. Alamal the teiro gave me a keach to limit. Frek de rosh gleich. So every kim stam say the teiro gave me a koyach. So no. Kim stam is exer asakos of isha yekimenu isha yefiel. If you make a shtike, then the Torah said that after the shtike you can make a ma'aseh for it. After the shtike you can make a ma'aseh for it. But the shtike is a shtike. It's not like the Ran, that in the Ran state that today the shtike is in the end of the day. And the Ramban says of Kaminas, that Lefi Dvorov it's very gishmak. The Torah gave permission to Imalech. But if you lose it, you lose it. If you get divorced, too bad. But you are quiet. It brings down the Gemara from this Garsha. If you forget that Aloch is in the middle, too bad. You made a Meister Shtike. When you made a Meister Shtike, it's how? When you made a Meister Shtike, it's how? And while you made a Meister Shtike, the Meister Shtike, it's how? But really, you have a Hakome. This Chelek is very Geschmack, Medas HaRosh. Again, the Ran Bichlal didn't mention all of it. It's mashma stamsa. He says v'kimoy v'kimoy. Want to be the lashon haGemara that it's a tnai that you only can do it in this day. That v'sim shat. But not because this you say that the Torah gave me a koyach to limit the akome. And the Ran taken Bichlal. But don't forget that the Ran is the marich, the Rosh is the mekatzer. And here punk forget the Rosh has the whole kashim mitateretz, mitakashim mitateretz. And the Ran Bichlal doesn't talk about it. If the Ran is not negiyat in the sugi Bichlal, it's a tzad of kimoy kimoy. I deal with it. Well, the whole day we don't say kimoy kimoy. Those are the two tzadim of the Gemara. Very glad. I think it's very glad. And Brazei, let me mamshich the clear weiter. So we have a tzad of kimoy shekimoy kimoy that you can't limit it. I deal with kula yeme barakama barafore with the pshat in the Rosh, without the pshat in the Rosh now, doesn't make a difference. But the Gemara says close the tzad from Kevon Shekimoy Kimoy. The tzad of Kevon Shekimoy Kimoy. I want to ask you, how you learn pshat in the tzad of Kevon Shekimoy Kimoy? What are the tzad of the Gemara Kevon Shekimoy Kimoy? I'll tell you two tzadim. Kevon Shekimoy Kimoy, it's nispashet. You may come for 1 hour, it's nispashet forever. Or it's not nispashet forever. Not nispashet forever. It's only a akoma for an hour. But after you made a akoma, you can't make a afore. You lost your schus afore. The nether is not related to you anymore. They have to. Person has a daughter, she gets married. She gets divorced, she doesn't go back to schus avia. She's in a sua. Why? You're right that she doesn't belong to the husband, but the Rishus Ha'av was Maitzi. That was the Maisa Akoma. It's Maitzi. Other name, the Akoma stays forever. If after the hour she can go to the Chochom, Lefi the Ramah. If we say that Nedad is Mekuyim, we can't go to the Chochom. So if Kimoy Kimoy is Chal forever, so she can't go to the Chochom. But if the Pshat, it's only half an hour, then it's Poka. But he can't be Mefer already, because Kevon Shekimoy Kimoy. Kevon Shekimoy Kimoy. He can't be Mefer anymore. So Vali can't be Mefer anymore. So Bemele, Vali she can go to the Chochom. Well, if you know Ramo that after Kiyum, he can't go to the Chochom. So if it's a Yispashtus, so Vali she can't go to the Chochom. But if it's not a Yispashtus, it's only that was a Maisa Kiyum and he lost his Chus Afore, Avada, she can go to the Chochom. This is the Tzus of the Shmaisa that we have by us. Now again, we learn the Gemara Lefi the Ran and the Rosh, that when the Gemara says a Sofek, Kim Lechisho, Umufo Lechi Leachar Sho, the Gemara means that he said, Kim Lechisho, and Mufo Lechi Leachar Sho. Then the Gemara brings a raya from Nazir that she said Areini Nazir and the husband said Vani. He only needs her to be a Nazir for an hour to make a Atfasa. He doesn't need her to stay a Nazir later. Baal Oikir Mekan Velehabo Abishi was a Nazir besides that he said Vani. It's good. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from there. The Gemara is doich. Zog Deran, what is the raya? Dear, he said Vani. He didn't say clearly that he's made for later. Zog Deran, we see that the Gemara is medame kim lechi sho umufo lechi leachar sho to a case that he said kim lechi sho and then after an hour he said mufo lechi. So I want to have it clear. But if the Ran and the Rosh, what is the suffix of the Gemara? Kim lechi lesho umufo lechi leachar sho, if we say kimoy kimoy, but doesn't make a difference the set, how he said it. If he said kim lechi sho umufo lechi leachar sho, or he said kim lechi sho and after an hour he wants to be Mefer. And both of them, the Gemara has a suffix, if we say Kevon Dekimoy Kimoy, or we don't say Kevon Dekimoy Kimoy. The Achronim HaMedayek in the Rambam different. Twice, it's two diyukim in the Rambam. Omar Lecho Kim Lechi Hayoim. That is the Kim Lechilo. Omar Lecho Kim Lechi Sho Achas. ועובר היום ולא יפר הרי זה קיים ואין אומרים שזה כמי שאומר לו הרי מופו לכי לאחר שו שהרי לא יהויצי אפורם מפיו. So what is the case of the Rambam? קים לכי לשו. He told the lady קים לכי לשו and the day passed So we don't say he meant kim lechi lesho v'mufo le'achar sho. Mashma in the Rambam, but if you will say kim lechi lesho v'mufo lechi le'achar sho, what will be the halacha? It will work. The Rambam said again, Omar lo kim lechi lesho v'ovar ha'yoyim v'lo yeifar, ein o'imrim that he meant kim lechi lesho v'mufo le'achar sho. Weiter. Omar kim lechi sho achas וכשעוברו השור אומר לו מופר לכי הרי זה סופק מדויק עם הרמב״ם כשעוברו השור אומר לו מופר לכי משמע if he said it בבסחס it works אז זה די אחרוי עם המדייק בדעס הרמב״ם again the run says clothes there is no difference קים לכי שור זה מופר לכי לאחר שור if he said it בבסחס or he says that kim lechisho and after hour he comes it's the same suffix and in the Rambam is meduig that the suffix is only if he said kim lechisho and after hour he came and he said mufo lechi but what about if b'shas maisa he says kim lechisho v'mufo lechi lechisho is meduig in the Rambam that it works what is the pshat? The pshat is pashat the Rambam learned why kimoy kimoy works so he's pashtus he says klo when he's doing the kiyum that he wants it to be only for an hour and he puts a afora after it so it limits their comment if he said kim lechisho and then he wants to come suffer came and she kimoy kimoy or not but if as achas he said that he's limiting it the chay gafne the Rambam learns that we don't say kimoy kimoy. So the Rambam learned, if Bevas Achas he said, Kim Lechi Elesho, V'muvo Lechi Le'achar Sho, then it works. He limited the Kiyum. Only if he said, Kim Lechi Sho, and after an hour he came and he said, Muvo Lechi, this is the suffix of the Gemara. Interesting, the Teisus Rit says clearly the third side. So the Teisus Rit, the suffix of the Gemara is only if he said it Bevas Achas. Aval im Omar Bezeh Achar Zeh, Kim lechisho, and after hour he comes, it's too late. Kevan shekimoy kimoy. So we see klor. We have the three shittas. Be'etzem, if you medayek in the Ran, we see in the Ran that he had a suffix. Maybe this thing is not klor. Then we have three tznovim. The Ran learns that the suffix of the Gemara is sai kim lechisho. The mufel chilachar shor. He says it bevasachas. Sai first he makes kiyum, and then he makes a hafora. And the Rambam learns, no, the suffix is only if he said the kiyum, and then he made that for it. But if he said it with a zahas, no suffix, avada, it's good. The Yisrit said, the suffix of the Gemara is only if he said both. But if he makes first kiyum, and then he makes that for it, it doesn't work. What is the raya from Nazir? Well, after Miyasha. Till here it's close. Came Rabbi Seinu Achroinim and Claire the Shaila. I think I found the Tesis Rosh. But listen carefully. If you learn good as Amud, it looks like a leichter Gemara. Some people don't even don't learn it because it looks such a leichter Gemara. I want to ask you a shaila. I want you to help yourself how you have to clinch it. We had two sfeikas. Sfeik we learned last year and the sfeik that we learned in the beginning of this year. Last year we finished the sfeik, Kim lechi ayoim, umufo lechi lemocho mao. Remember? Then what was the last sfeik we finished the year with? Umufo lechi lemocho, if he meant today or not. Right? This was the last thing we said last year. Mufo lechi lemocho. If we say michlalav, then he meant kim lechi ayoyim. I want to ask you a shayla. Listen carefully, but that's talking good beyond this. A person said, mufo lechi le'achar sho. Instead of saying kim lechi sho, umufo lechi le'achar sho, he came in and he said to his wife, mufo lechi le'achar sho. It's no gemara. I can't learn the stones. The Gemara missed it out. The first suffix was very nice. Kim lechayoyim, kisim mufal lechalamacha or not? And then we switched it over. Mufal lechalamacha. It's considered kim lechayoyim or not? Why in the next suffix of the Gemara didn't do the same thing again? Kim lechilasho, it's considered mufal lechalacha or not? Then go later. Mufal lechalacha, we say kilu himen kim lechilasho or not? Okay. The Gemara had a suffix, Kim Lechia Yoim, if it's considered Mufa Lamachar or not, right? Then the Gemara had a second suffix, Mufa Lamachar. We medayik that he meant to make Kayyim today or not? Now the Gemara says, Kim Lechia Lashar. He meant to make it later or not? In Tim Salema, yes, what if he said it later? Not clear, right? Mufa Lechia Lashar, he meant to make Kayyim for 1 hour, and then it be Kim Lechia Kimai. But he doesn't meant to make Kayyim. As I say, the Keranoir already is aiming at this deal. The Gemara missed out the Suffolk. The Gemara missed out the Suffolk. Everything is Gishmak, but this Suffolk, the Gemara missed out. Gemara missed out the Suffolk. Move on Lechila Achar Shah. If we say Kim Lechila Shah, we don't say Kim Lechila Shah. Why the Gemara missed it out? Why the Gemara missed it out? So the Gemara says, I think maybe by the Batish, there's no tzad when a person says Mufal Chilasho Achar Shah that he means Kim Lechilasho. Why he won't mean it? When a person says Mufal Chilamacho and the Tere gave one day, so it's not he meant Kim Ayoy. If he says Mufal Achar Shah, there's no reason. So, Palabatish is as we can argue, yeah? If he says it's not mashma, it's not mashma. Well, not mashma to the Gemara, Mufal Chil Mocha is mashma kim ayer. Mufal Achar Shah is not mashma. Okay. Brings another pshat in the Nekudas HaKesef. See maybe in a second in the Nekudas HaKesef, B'shach, Tadas HaRambam. But Tesis HaRosh, I think, is Mefurish. B'chai Gavne Avade De'aforim O'bichal. And I will explain to you. I want to ask you a shayla. A person comes in, his wife made a neder. He tells his wife, I'm saying clearly, he tells his wife, listen clearly, I don't want no hakomis, I hate hakomis, I'm not planning to make no hakomis, okay? I'm making it clear, don't tell me michlalava tashume, I don't want hakomis, okay? I'm not going to do hakomis, I'm not the type to do hakomis, okay? But I'm telling you now, mufo lechila achar shah. Everything is good? He says, no hakomis, mufo lechila achar shah. Then he gets up and says, okay, now I want to make a comment for this hour. I'm sorry, I want to make a comment forever. What happens? He made a afore for another hour. Now, the hour that is left, he does a comment. What will happen?
Before the first started,
right? Before, after it's too late. Again, he tells his wife, no michlalav, and another hour it's mufar. The vial I'm clothed and I'm not meaning nothing. Says Afor Echal for another hour. Now he comes and he says, in this hour, Vinich Kiyum. What will be the halacha? I think Misvore. What will happen Misvore B'chai Gavne? I think it'll be a four and that comma will not be chal. It'll be chal for an hour, but it's too late. I think it's glad. The whole svara is kibbut shekimoy kimoy. It's no mocking for a four and no a comma. But the four was chal before that comma. The four was chal before that comma. But the Maisa Afor is already there. He doesn't have more for what to be making. He can't change. That Afor is there. For the first hour he has HaKomer. First hour the Moshe, she can't go to the Chochem in the first hour. But after that hour, Mistomen that Afor is Chal. What I'm trying to ask is, if it's true that if I made a hafora for an hour and then I make a hakoma before, if the hakoma will not shtel, especially if we learn to say spashtas, So you make a comer for an hour, it's round. You can't do afor anymore. So ken zayin, but these are words of the Teis Halosha, I think. But mainly, if a person makes a afor for le'achar shor, and then he makes a comer, we say it's not chal, so the Gemara could never shtel this case. What do we ask? The Gemara will shtel a case. What would be the case of the Gemara? Mufo lechi le'achar shor, and we're medayek that he meant to be making. So what? But the afor is weiter chal. The only sign of kimoi kimoi is only kim lechi le'shor v'mufo le'achar shor. And if we go back, I'm a side of the Dvorim. We mentioned, the Rantak says it doesn't make a difference if he says Kim Lechil Lashor, and after hour he tries to be Mefer, or he says it Bevasachas. The Moshe and the Rambam were Medayik. If he says it Bevasachas, the Akoma also doesn't shtel. Only if they came Bevasachas. The Tesri says Bevasachas, for sure it's a shtel, the suffix is Bevasachas. But Kolze, if he said Kim Lechil or Mufo Lechil. But if he says Mufo Lechil Achar Shor, and then we want the medayik in the first hour kiyum lechi, I think the kiyum will not shtel. Again, the din shteit in keren oiro. The din and the deal that the keren oiro is medayik. That it's very modern. We have two sugyas, and it's interesting. The first sugya doesn't speak out the case of kiyum lechi shor mu lahashod, is the Rosh and the Rana we spoke. But the second sugya is missing out the suffix of the first sugya. If we say it's kim lechi ayoyim or not. Move lechi le'achar shor. If we say it's kim lechi le'shor or not. Why the Gemara missed it out? This is the keren oiro. And the din the keren oiro says already. That here it's not like that. So the keren oiro says because he didn't mean to say it. Later he will come and he will say it. The keren oiro will learn. That will be talking about like that. Will be a like that. Because the kesef also is mashmazeh. I'm trying to say, Teis HaRosh did klo. Kimat lehedya. It's one line of Teis HaRosh, but it's kimat lehedya Teis HaRosh that bechai gavne the afore will chal and the akome will not come and stir. And I'm saying nafkemine. Even if he spoke at lehedya that he's not doing akome, and then he's doing akome, and I think not only akome leshor, I think maybe even akome leoyro. I hear what the other side you're saying. You want to say no? The val the afore is not here, and if the akome catches, it's mafkia the whole thing. But, and then the mafkia the whole thing. Then the mafkia the whole thing. If Lui Yitzuya attack it, will happen. I don't know. I'm saying again. We have a diuk. I'm saying the diuk is a double diuk. We have a diuk because we see in the Rambam that he wanted to learn that the whole suffix of the Gemara is if it's one after each other. If you say it together, the Rambam learned it's no shtel. Teis HaSrid also said it. He just said fakelt. The whole suffix is together. One after each other for sure is a shtel. So I see sign the Rambam, sign the Teis HaSrid, a chiluk. When you say it together, you don't say it together. Okay, the Ran said there's no difference. I'm saying all of that is bekim lechi and then mufal lechi. Kim lechi and then mufal lechi. Now we are clearing what happens if he doesn't fakelt. What happens if he doesn't fakelt? He says, move on Chila Achar Shor, and we're medayek that he wants to mekayim in the first hour. So, why the Gemara didn't shtel this kasha? That's in the Orah, though. Why the Gemara didn't bring down the suffix? Why not? Because it was a suffix before. What happened to the suffix now? What happened to the suffix now? Heichon ne'elam ha-suffix. Heichon ne'elam ha-suffix. So I'm saying, it can't sign that so the Keren Oiro says, damn, the Loshen was not mashmat. We don't have medayik for the person. But I'm trying to say that could be if the afor is already chal, the yesod of kimoi kimoi, especially if it's, I'll say it like this, especially if it's a ispashtus. We don't know what is kimoi kimoi, it's a ispashtus, or the pshat is, the nether is gone, you can't bring it back. Your nether is gone, you can't bring it back. Those are the suffix of the Gemara. So if the pshat the nether is gone, maybe even so, the nether could be, you mekayim the nether, it's too late, the afor can't be chal, chvesnish. But if it's a ispashtus, I think if the maise, afor is already there, I think the kiyum before can't stir it. The maise, he can't be mispashtus. Now, we have to know, klapi this gemore, we have a choyv. The ran at samachtes amud alef, the last line in the ran. If we remember, we mentioned it then. The Ran and Samachtes brings down a Gemara that we don't have. We'll read the Ran again. Samachtesa Mudalev, the last line in the Ran. The Nehida Lekamon Mesapkin Lechi. Kim Lechi Sho, Umufo Lechi Sho, Icholi Tarvayu Eloi. And as Meduik in the Ran, we mentioned then, that the Gemara has a tzad, it'll be a Kiyum for an hour, and it'll be a Afore for an hour. The Ran learned that it's a musik to make a Afore for an hour. Like it's a musik to make a Akome for an hour, it's a musik to make a Afore for an hour. Our guess is, Kim Lechi Sho, Umufo Lechi Leachar Sho. But the Afore is carrying on. The Ran was going in the Gemara, Kim Lechi Sho, Umufo Lechi Sho. The Afor is for our. And we mentioned that the Kerenoiro has the Kasha. Frank the Kerenoiro, what do you mean Afor for our? And then the Nether could come back. How the Nether could come back? The Nether is gone. The Nether is gone. Hakom is a Chalois. The Chalois could be for a Zman. But Afor the Pshat, the Nether is gone. If the Nether is gone, the Nether will never come back. The Nether will never come back. The Nether is gone. And the Ran steht there. As a musik of kim lechisho, and as a musik mufal lechilach lesho, and you can make a afore for an hour, and after the afore you can make a akome, or you can make a akome for an hour, and after the akome you can make a afore. So we mentioned that the Ran learns vayistayz afore is a kind of chaloish that is matir, and you can make it just for an hour. As the Ran brought down the Gemara, but agav the Ran had a different Gemara here that we never found none of the rishonim that learned pshat like this. That this is the pshat mufal lechilasho. That is a musik to make afor for an hour. A yedia. We mentioned the Ran Shitosa in Orus, the Ran Shitosa in Samachtes Amud Beis, Kol Sheinu Vze. The Ran learns that afor is a chalois. It's not only that the nether is gone and you can make it for an hour. I think the Ran had argument. But I'm still saying, duch and duch, see the Ran, when we learn argument, the Gemara is a suffix, came on Shekimoy Kimoy. Came on Shekimoy Kimoy. L'chul, if he ran, the same suffix of the Gemara is if he makes a forer for an hour, if he can make a akoma later. Right? The same suffix, if he ran. You make a forer for an hour, so you can make a akoma after an hour. And also be the svore, kevan shemufa mufa. You have to know if it to be the same kind of sfeikis of the Gemara. And the Ran is mashma that all of these sfeikis of the Gemara go both ways. Kimoy sho ve'efel le'achar sho, ve'efel le'sho, and after you give him a kayin. I don't know the teir of the Rosh, but I could limit that akome. I could limit that afore also. The Rosh had a pshat, and I could limit that akome for an hour. So shver Rosh, and there's a musak to limit that akome. For sure, in the afore the Rosh would never say such a pshat. The Teretz is the Ran is not going with the Rosh. The Ran is not going with the Rosh. So Hashem, tomorrow we'll start the Mishnah. Thank you.